Ananzi and Baboon. Ananzi and Baboon were disputing one day which was fattest. Ananzi said he was sure he was fat, but Baboon declared he was fatter. Then Ananzi proposed that they should prove it. So they made a fire and agreed that they should hang up before it and see which would drop most fat. Then Baboon hang up Ananzi first, but no fat dropped. Then Ananzi hang up Baboon, and very soon the fat began to drop, which smelled so good that Ananzi cut a slice out of Baboon and said, "Oh, brother Baboon, you're fat for true." But Baboon didn't speak. So Ananzi said, "Well, speak or not speak, I'll eat you every bit today," which he really did. But when he had eaten up all Baboon, the bits joined themselves together in his stomach and began to pull him about so much that he had no rest and was obliged to go to the doctor. The doctor told him not to eat anything for some days, then he was to get a ripe banana and hold it to his mouth. When the Baboon, who would be hungry, smelled the banana, he would be sure to run up to eat it, and so he would run out of his mouth. So Ananzi starved himself and got the banana and did as the doctor told him, but when he put the banana to his mouth, he was so hungry he couldn't help eating it. So he didn't get rid of the Baboon, which went on pulling him about till he was obliged to go back to the doctor, who told him he would soon cure him. And he took the banana and held it to Ananzi's mouth, and very soon the Baboon jumped up to catch it and ran out of his mouth, and Ananzi was very glad to get rid of him. And baboons, to this very day, like bananas.